Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Haqqah. Now, there's primarily one narrative which is reported by different chains of narration. However, in this case as well, we have the narrators which are the reason for this for disregarding this narrative. They are common. And one of and before I read detail out these narrators to you, I shall first read out this text of the narrative which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir. And it should also be noted that both these narratives are from Ubay ibn Ka'b anhu, who narrates from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet Muhammad is reported to have said, "Man qara'a surat al-haqqah hasaballahu hisaban yaseera." This means that a person who recites Surah Haqqah, the Almighty will take an easy reckoning for him, from him. Now, as far as the chains of narration of both these narratives are concerned, let me tell you first that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded the chain of narration of Al-Wasit's narrative to be concocted. And perhaps the reason for this is that it contains two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. And since both these narrators also are found in the chain of narration, which is found in Salawi's tafsir, there is no reason that we should not regard Salawi's narrative to be concocted as well. Now, as far as these narrators themselves are concerned, Harun ibn Kasir is one of them, and Abu Hatim says that he's majhul. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following information in his books, Tehzib al-Kamal. So Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay, and another opinion ascribed to Yahya ibn Ma'in about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be ghayr al-siqa. Abu Zura' and Abu Hatim say that he is za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he is kazzab, that he is a liar. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi also regards him to be za'if al-hadith jiddan. So in a nutshell, we can say that both these chains of narration are extremely weak and unreliable and have to be totally disregarded. And as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to understand the message of the surah, to read it with a good translation, to communicate this message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.